And another good Saturday morning to you. It's time for another wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack. I hope you're ensconced in some warmth.
Yes, absolutely. Bundled up.
Bundled up
sure.
Today. Yeah, 11 below now. Wow. So yep. What warmth can you bring us on this?
Well, you know, I get a lot of questions, particularly at this time of year, about having a party to watch football. And, you know, a lot of people do that. A lot of people say, well, it's a lot of work, et cetera. Well, make it easy on yourself. And, you know, provide the food, leave it out. Finger food is absolutely wonderful. People just love that. Mini sandwiches, those little baby sliders, wings, pizza, chip and dip, et cetera, are all easy. And if you want and serve something, do it at halftime. Maybe put out a big dish like a hearty stew or some hearty soup or chili or something like that. Again, you want to make it very easy on yourself. And what I suggest people doing is just have beer and wine. Bar entails a lot of mixes and having all sorts of different liquors available. You know, generally these playoff games now are going to be on Sunday and everybody has to work the next day. So beer and wine is just fine. But have it out. Get some large containers, even coolers are all right. Put some ice in it, put some water in, put the beer and the wine in the water. I don't recommend getting kegs of beer because they're sloppy and messy, and it's so easy to clean up if you don't have beer kegs. If you have just cans or bottles, that type of thing, you haven't got to worry about glasses, and even if you're using plastic. And be sure and use plastic or paper. You know, this is not the time to bring out the good china if you're having anybody in to watch a ball game. You want to make it easy on cleaning up, and if you have that, you can just throw everything out at the end. It's just not a good time, as I said, for putting out good china. Paper and plastic are so easy to clean up. And if you really want to do it easy, you can order food out, you know, pizza, that type of thing. Excuse me. Are just terrific types of things to have for a game. And such a little bit of work on your part. I mean, everything should be easy, from entertaining the guests, set up a couple extra TVs out so everybody can watch the game, and have people come a little early because there's nothing more fun than having a pool and betting on the game. It just adds to the party element. You can do that a lot of ways. People can write down who they think will win and what the final score will be, and you can award a silly prize, like, for example, a pinata or something. Or this time of year, you probably got something from Christmas that you didn't really care for. You can afford that or offer that as a prize. And it just works easy if it's easy for you. Now, the most important thing people ask me is, what kind of wine should I have with various things? Well, if you're having burgers, I suggest the California Cab. Napa Cellars is very good. Chicken wings. Depends on how the chicken wings are prepared. If you're just grilling chicken wings, that's one way to... then I'd have with them maybe a Sancerre or a Sauvignon Blanc. If you're having chicken wings that are buffalo chicken wings where they're hot and spicy, try a wine, Rhine wine. Dr. Tanish makes a good one that won't break the bank. Pizza, why not have Chianti with pizza? It's always good. And bear in mind, it's a good idea to have a couple of wine, red and white. Some people just will not drink anything but red wine, and some people won't drink anything but white wine. So it's a good idea to have one of each, for sure. If you're having shrimp, again, a Sauvignon Blanc like Silver Beach from New Zealand is just absolutely terrific. If you're going to cook sausages on the grill, how about a Merlot? Laforge from the center of France makes a great Merlot that won't break the bank. And nacho and chips, well, sparkling wine, you know, as we've discussed many, many times, if you had all the wines in the world to go with potato chips, nothing goes better than sparkling wine. And you can buy an inexpensive cava, for example, from Spain that will not break the bank. Under $10 a bottle, awfully good. Silver Cap's another sparkling wine from France. It's under or about $10, and it's good. If you're having a crudités, a rosé goes very well. Rosés just aren't for summer, you know. They're really year-round wines these days. A lot of people like a rosé as an aperitif, even when it's 12 degrees below zero outside. And if you're going to have chili or barbecue, I always recommend Zinfandel or Malbec. For example, chili would go very, very well with Terrace's Zinfandel. It's just terrific. Or a Guari Bay also would be terrific with barbecue. It's a Malbec from Argentina that is just delicious. And you want a wine that goes well with guacamole, Pinot Grigio is just terrific. La Gondola isn't a bad one there to serve. And, you know, you serve chips and dips and guacamole and chicken wing. You want all that stuff that's easy finger food, deviled eggs if you feel like doing something special. Or how about shrimp? Shrimp is always popular, whether you just put out shrimp with a dipping sauce or you're going to put the shrimp in some kind of a dipping mix. Make your own seasonal vegetables. When you do crudités and vegetables, just chop them all up and put them out with, you can even buy bottled dressing and use that as a dip. It's wonderful and it's easy to do. Melted cheese, everybody likes melted cheese. So whatever you're doing, if you want to put a little melted cheese on the top. Incidentally, when you have chili, I like to have out onions and parsley and cheese, to even jalapenos to put on top of the chili. And the people put them in separate bowls so people can take and put what they like on it. Some people like cheese. Some will like onions and jalapenos. Some will like the chili just absolutely plain. And don't forget, utilize resources. You know, all the supermarkets today have departments that are almost catering departments. They have big delis that have all sorts of stuff, whether it's Chinese, Thai, sushi, chicken wings, pasta, pizza, etc. I think you get the idea. You can call and order in all of that stuff where you don't have to do a thing but provide the space. And that's an easy way to do it. As I said, if you're having a bar, keep it simple. I like the idea of just beer and wine. If you want to mix drinks, set it out and put it in an area where people can go and mix their own drinks. That's very nice. But you don't want to have to be worried about making drinks for people. You know, crab cakes are delicious. Pita chips, stuffed mushroom caps are all the kind of things that you love to snack on. And like I say, so many of those things go very, very well with these wines I have mentioned. You know, pita chips, in fact, any salty chips, sparkling wines are wonderful with them. And sparkling wines always add a festive note to any occasion, I think. Again, if you're going to have some desserts, do pre-made desserts. Cookies, brownies, tarts, things like that are much, much easier to do than have to fix them all yourself. Another one that we like is you get those little mini cocktail weenies and put a quarter cup of mustard and a quarter cup of apricot jelly, mix that up, heat it up, put them on top of the stove in a saucepan, cook them for about 10 minutes, and you have cocktail weenies that have a delectable mustard apricot sauce on them. Just terrific. Anyhow, frozen foods are great. You know, they have packages of frozen food where you just pop them in the oven, appetizers, lasagna, things like that go very, very well with all of that. And one of my favorite recipes people ask me about all the time is hot brie. You get a small brie, again, a quarter cup of Kahlua, which is a coffee-flavored liqueur from Mexico, and a quarter cup of brown sugar. You mix that brown sugar in the Kahlua, put it on top of the brie, put it in a baking dish in the oven, 15 minutes, serve it with some French bread. Ooh, what a delectable, delicious appetizer that is to have at your game party. Well, I hope you get the idea. You'll definitely score, and score big, if you have a party that you don't work too hard on, and you have all of these things for your guests to enjoy, and you'll be known very shortly as a real wonderful host or hostess.
And I'll tell you where you can find some great information. I don't care if you're a beginner or you pick up on what Jack was talking about today. Go into any Haskell's location, tell them kind of what you're looking for, and they'll help you out. Right, Jack?
Boy, will they ever. They love to talk about wine at Haskell's, and they love to pair wine with foods. And let me tell you, they will help you pair a wine with a food that will not break the bank. They're very conscientious about what you want to spend. Just let them know. Say, I don't want to spend over $15 or $10 or $20 a bottle. And they'll put you in touch with something that'll go just perfectly, whether you're having a Super Bowl party or a very elegant sit-down black tie dinner. The folks at Haskell's can't cook the meal, but they can make sure that it's successful with the right wine pairing. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington. Of course, Haskell's in Chanhassen. There's a Haskell's in downtown Excelsior off of 35 in Faribault. Our Maple Grove cellar is not to be missed. It's a super cellar. You won't believe it. Go on up there and see. Downtown Minneapolis on Saturday and Sunday, we have free parking. Minnetonka at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine, and it'll take you directly to the Haskell's website.
And, Jack, a couple of quick text messages before you go. Yes. Texter says, I heard that wine with higher alcohol content affects wine tasting. Does low alcohol mean more flavor necessarily?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
It's always a good idea to get a wine that is under 14% in alcohol. Anything more than that, I think, is too high in alcohol for my own taste.
Somebody wants to know, is there a more dry rosé? Well, you can find a nice dry rosé, certainly, can't
you? I think one of the driest, and we've talked about this before, is Tavel. That's an area in France. The only thing they make in the whole area of Tavel is rosé wines, and they are spectacular. But there's a lot of very, very dry rosés. I had one last night as an aperitif, Chateau Clark from Bordeaux. And it's a blend of rosés made from Cabernet and Merlot, and it was delicious, and it's bone dry, too.
And before we let you go, I found out, like last week, Jack, that there was one seat left on our Sonoma wine tour. That's it. We're filled up. And
that is just great. Yeah. Everybody has such a good time on that trip. And what a wonderful thing to think about when it's 12 below zero.
Yes, exactly.
That you could be in Sonoma in shirt sleeves tasting wine in the vineyards.
Absolutely, with some good sunshine. Well, Jack, let's talk next week, shall we?
I'm going to look forward
to
that.
Thank you. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat next Saturday morning here on 830 WCC. Yes, and the folks at Holiday Vacations, I should remind our listeners, have started a waiting list in case you were one of the folks who wanted to come with but heard there's just one seat left. I tell you what, get on the web at holidayvacations.com, keyword WCCO Radio, holidayvacations.com, keyword WCCO Radio. Today, we might get up to near 4 above. Tonight, 7 below, we'll near 14 above. Tomorrow, for the holiday on Monday, near zero. Right now, sky is a fair, wind chill of minus 25 degrees, and it's 11 below zero here on CCO.